Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. 6:20 p.m. I tried one earlier, but I was just doing other things and I realized I can't really do a... I don't know what I'm missing. I'm missing a little hand lotion here because I've been using the vinegar water and soap and stuff to clean, but I did my, I did what I wanted to do. I did all the windows. How many do I have here? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, actually, I haven't done this one, but it's a funky one in the ladder. 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 13 set of windows. And the way that I do it, I'm just not that efficient. I mean, I don't know, I like to really make it smudge free. Anyway, so, I forgot I have a towel here, but I got all the shelf. The kitchen is looking very good. I already kind of tidy up. I have the table a little messy here because I'm kind of already repopulated the shelf with whatever I have not scavenged from the stock that she left. Maybe a couple more things to move down, but overall we're pretty good. I feel pretty good about it. And now we are going to take a walk. So I'm a little surprised because Eduardo Alberto, you know, said he was gonna... We're gonna come, you know, spend a little time, and they haven't. I haven't heard anything, so I'm like, I'm going on a walk now. So I don't know when they plan, you know. And my phone is on Do Not Disturb just in case, because I don't want to take a chance for the recording to be interrupted. So like I said, I tried to do a recording earlier, but lots of recycling here. Three bags. Actually, hold on, I have a trash. Trash, we're not ready yet. Trash, we'll wait. Okay. I even soaked up my shoes yesterday because of all the grass. But I got that done yesterday too. Everything, the whole weeding and the blowing. So that is very, very nice. I have most windows, most shutters, persianas, that are shut. I only have a couple, but three left. Bathroom, the bedroom, and the kitchen. We've had a weird last 2 days. It's kind of like a dry air, a little bit of dirt in it. So, but it hasn't been that hot. It was saying like 27, but it sure didn't feel like it to me. Anyway, so, like I said, I'm glad to have got the stuff done yesterday. But if I was to do it again, I would definitely... We would want to take more time. But I could see, like, I don't know what it is about mulching. Like, I kind of brought some stuff all the way across. Again, this is a pretty big property. but of course, you know, if I was to be a different kind of caretaker or a different kind of contract, like this one area here, it's steep. And I don't know, for a couple of reasons, steep. And it would be dangerous area, funky. And it's also doesn't look that well populated yet. So I feel like, well, let that stuff build up. You know, nature is going to build up the soil. And of course, unless it gets really drought, and then the whole thing is going to dry. But anyway, but it was very nice. So I never went to the library, so I didn't get to say goodbye to my funny librarian, the nosiest librarian I've ever met. I was plugged in watching movies and I could hear him playing his stuff. cute. Anyway, but I got past that, you know. Of course, I never said anything. No way, Jose. But it was nice. It was wonderful to get a little warm yesterday. So I enjoy kind of getting a little warm. So not crazy, but I do enjoy, you know, when you get engaged into an activity to get a little sweat. It's kind of nice. It feels good. Feels cleansing in some ways. Anyway, I didn't do much reading after an evening because I was really spent. And I could still feel it now. I took a nice, well, it wasn't that long actually. I was even tired earlier. I need to go lay down. So, but yeah, things are coming along. So what I have left tomorrow is to basically mop everything. And after my shower, do the bathroom. So I will more than likely then do my big walk tomorrow. I don't see why not. I really don't see any reason not to do it. So I'll do that. And then when I come back, I'll take a shower. Yeah, I can still use my towel, my backpacking towel. So I'll get all the laundry done before I leave. So it can all be hanging and it'll be nice and dry by the time I get back. So not too much for that, basically. I've consolidated the kitchen, I've cleaned the whole fridge, freezer, so feeling pretty good. The house will look nice. I chose to leave all the chairs up in the living room. Yeah, I'll just leave it like when I'm done mopping tomorrow, I'll just leave it like that. Hold on, let me switch side here. And so, yesterday I called Juan because the gas delivery guy never returned my call, still not. And so I'm like, okay, let me just call Juan. You know, Spain is funny for that. You know, you would think of business during business hour. But anyway, maybe they don't really need to worry about it. So I was like basically asking, you know, if you could give me a ride so we could get that taken care of. And I don't know why I said both of them, I'm going to have to be refilled, but one felt heavy, and I seemed to feel it like, does it feel empty to you? And I'm pretty sure I changed both of them, so I'm confused as to what was able to get gas out of it. So one stayed, but I replaced the other one. So that stuff is good. And so he came this morning, and I explained to him about the whole weed eater, about that screw that was actually quite easily replaced. You need to find another one to put in. But the lawnmower, I raked that whole area that I knew it had to be there. I mean, if it's going to be anywhere, it's going to be there. I'll maybe do it again once more tomorrow. But I can't find it. So he came in, looked at that. He had a nail in his tire, so he was kind of waiting for somebody to give a call. So I went and took a reading the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse while on the toilet, really enjoying myself, actually. He kind of browsed around after I had done it twice in the morning, but we didn't find it. So we left. We went to Torre Don Gimeno. Yeah, there's a place in town, but they're not open on Saturday. And so what was funny is that the place where we went, which is a proper, I mean, like a chain of a franchise, a gas station, you know, Repsol. No, not Repsol. Yes, Repsol, actually. Hold on. Yeah, Repsol, which is one of the big ones, maybe even the biggest one in Spain. They would only take cash for it. Because as it turns out, they offer the service, but it's somebody who comes and takes care of it, and he wants to be paid cash for that. So the only accepted cash. Which was fine. It was like, okay, so we ended up going to somewhere else to do it. But basically, he had this guy that we went to get the tire fixed. It was quite cool to see him do it. It was really, it's impressive, those machines, how easy they make it, outside of you having to lift up the wheel. But I guess you do build up the muscle, you know? And so there was that. And then he was like, well, there is this other place, you know, that they might have that piece for the weed eater. So we ended up going to another town, Torre del Campo. Turned out the guy was gone, even though he said he would be here, he would be there. So we ended up making a zigzag kind of trip. And I was getting tired, so I was getting a little cranky. I didn't show it, but I was definitely getting like, yeah, say, just take me back, drop me off and do your stuff. But, and still feeling, you know, I'm going to go to Torre del Campo and do the nice climb to the Hermitage. Mm. No, that's what you bet you. It's eventually brought me back, so it was nice. Most likely we'll go by their house sometime tomorrow. Maybe in the late afternoon when I'm all done at home, cleaning everything to say goodbye. And if I haven't heard from Alberto and Anna, I'll just drop by. And if they are there, I'll say goodbye. If not, I'll just send a message. And so that was kind of this morning. Yeah, not really too much else. You have to excuse me. I have all the recycle right now to process. That's the most that I've ever had. Okay, so start with the plastic. And yes, I'm gonna keep those bags. I have my little waste day hike. Getting rid of the box where the iPad came in. Oh yeah, and I got a call. I'll do that on Monday while I'm waiting. I got a call that company Square Trade to cancel my the insurance plan. There's no issue with the iPad. So I am the same school of thought as Joaquin, which is like if you haven't had any problem, there's really no need. So I'm like good enough. I'll just have it paid for 1 month, you know, and that's good enough. All right, two more glass, and I'm taking, see, I'm being very conscientious. I'm taking off the leaves. Anyway, and I'm going to put those plates here because, of course, I don't have a jacket. We are now in spring. And I'm going to go see Chupa Chupa. And here we have this fellow here. Seems to be drinking. He seems to be drinking quite a bit. And they're sitting on the streets. Chatting away. So warning that we're coming up to Chupa Chupa. So I'm feeling a little off, you know. So possibly, you know, something to do with that kind of a transition taking place. No, Chupa Chupa. So she, I kind of doubt she is in a, oh, he's here, that's why. Okay. He's the owner, is here, which I'll go give her a treat, which is the last. Yeah, this is the last of the. Hola. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? Hola. Oh, you can go out. You can go out. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, she's out. ¿Qué pasa, chiquita? Yes, sí. Oh, yeah. Yes, it has to be. You gonna want some? You want some? Sit. Shh. Well, that's the first time she's leaves. She's right on the edge. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know you're excited. You have a lot of company right now. Sorry, I can later grab from all you. Yeah. But that's still very good. Okay. Yes. Okay, go. Yes. Okay, you go. Okay. Okay. ¿Eh? Okay. Sí, todos los días. Anyway. Okay. All right, but she is there. Taking care of her. Well, that was kind of fun that I get to actually have her right by me. Very, very sweet. Very excited. Anyway. So, yeah, feeling off. Feeling like in a twilight, you know? I mean, good, the stomach. I'm feeling, I'm not sure, actually. I think it's something different for me. So I don't know if it's that, you know, intermittent fasting. That's the kind of the months of doing it, the way that I've been doing, you know, since December. Though, you know, there is no, like, I feel something, I guess, maybe linked to my digestive system, maybe, or my stomach, I'm not sure. But yet, you know, I'm not hungry. I had a great, I really like those, the last few fillet of that cod that I had with a little smoked paprika, a bit of olive oil and salt. Those were amazing. Oh, it would work with anything, with snapper, it doesn't matter. It was very nice. Kind of an alternative to kind of blackened like catfish, you know, burning. Now that I wouldn't want to do. But getting it a little brown, even so you have AGs, but it's still, once in a while, it's very, very nice. Comes out very nicely. I really enjoyed the fish, you know, so I had that. I had my toast, till a big thing of lentils. I had just a bit of that rice left. I chose not to do the arborio rice. I'll most likely will make a rice pudding when I get to Sevilla. I still have enough things to carry with me. Like I have 2.5 big jars of lentils that I will not be able to eat. And I have but not too much. I don't have too much. You know, a bunch of mint, menta poleo, yeah, tea bags. So overall, things are coming nice, you know, things are coming nice, but I'm feeling, and possibly too, kind of what happened yesterday, you know, the kind of the working got also me kind of off my game a little bit. So, and today's weird too, it's like a mug. You know, you say mug? No, Mike, is it mug? Mug? It's muggy? You say muggy? I don't know. Like, you know, when you have pollution, but this is just like something in the air that's going to be away. But it has kind of a dune kind of feel to it. A bit of a surreal. Anyway. But it's going to be nice. I didn't think I was going to make it to that. I had no idea, you know, what it would, how the day would go on, you know. And they were going to come, Alberto and Anna, you know, could easily become 1 to 2 to 3 hours. But yeah, I'm definitely making it a priority to get everything done that I want done to the house. Well, outside of my morning routine, of course, that takes precedent. But everything else. So, but as of tomorrow, like I said, even the cleaning, even the tidy up, you know, it's going to be very nice too. You know, I'll sleep one night in those bed sheets, but they'll be pretty clean, you know, just one night, and I'll be nicely scrubbed by the time I get in that. And then I'll be, whatever I'll be wearing at Pilar, I won't be using that when I leave. So, you know, these things will be washed and put away in the basement with my little bags of things that she's keeping for me. Anyway, but I definitely, when I leave, I'm planning not to come back. So I'll have with me everything that I feel is, you know, indispensable. So, which is not much else than what I had last spring, really. Actually, outside of my little sweater, my Patagonia sweater, that I want to bring that because it's a nice little mid-layer. But there is not much more. I'll have one more t-shirt. I get those little gloves. Yeah, there won't be much more, really. Not much more. Anyway. Oh, and the tablet, I think I mentioned, eh? But the tablet is, yeah, tablet is fixed. They actually really enjoyed the bread, which was nice. She came out, actually. I'd seen her before, his wife, and she was like, the bread was very good. Thank you. I was like, I'm glad you liked it, you know? So, yeah, he basically kind of he fixed the tablet. So I encrusted it back with a Bluetooth keyboard, which is a case, you know, una funda. And so I will, I need to make sure that stuff is turned off. It might not be. I need to look at that. I think I may have it turned on still. But I will give that to Pilar and she can do what she wants with it. But it's still really quite functional, actually. You know? And they only charge me €5 to take the screen off, to clean it, and to re-glue it. So, yeah, very, 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 very fair, very nice fellow. And, yeah, I feel very, very, very good to having met him. So it's been a very nice ride, walking. Gratitude for you to have somebody so nearby, you know. Interesting, there are things, you know, because to me it turned out to be important, of course, with the hassle with the phone and all of that, you know. Yeah, that's something that I'll have extra, that wireless charger. So, but I had one of those before, actually. It's just a little heavier, not much more, so actually it's not that big of a deal. Anyway, but it's coming, eh? In less than 2 days, more than likely, I will be, well, I guess I will be getting close to Sevilla. So, I will check with her, but I'm assuming she more than likely will come to see, pick me up. And then if not, of course, it's not a big deal from the train station. I'll take the one to Salteras. And then, you know, you have a little walk back to her house from there. So, but I'm pretty sure she'll come and pick me up. Anywho, so we're going to take that. We're going to that nice walk, the one that I discovered not too long ago, that has a nice climb. But no, I'm not carrying the backpack. So, and tomorrow, I don't know. More than likely we'll go tomorrow. More than likely we'll wear the backpack. I can't really bring the water bottle, which is a bummer. I don't know what I'm going to do about that, because the lid is cracked. So it's not going to... I'm pretty sure it's not going to keep it inside. So... anyway. But it's nice. You know, there's a coolness in the air. So it could really be... if it was a little few degrees warmer... with that weird kind of dust cover, whatever, the sky cover that we have, it would really be most likely suffocating. But, yeah, it's been kind of a breeze that has remained throughout the day. Oh, I don't know if you heard me, I just farted. But that also has resolved. I really had this weird... God knows what that was. Where my poop really smelled, where I farted a lot. Oof. But it's gone. So it's back to normal. So I get those weird spells. I get those weird spells. But so far, my afternoon and evening energy has definitely improved. I think I can say that. It's a little early, you know, to be really... definitive, because it's going to take more than that for me to feel like I've already turned the page. I'm not there yet. So, but I guess we'll see when I'm on the Camino. Because definitely the first part is not going to be, it just isn't going to be. I mean, yeah, I could have some bad days and there is some up and down, but you know, they are not crazy distances. So, but we'll see. We'll see where I'm at. I am, in a way, also bracing or preparing myself for the fact that, well, you know, I'm getting older, so things are gonna happen, you know. And I don't want to get too caught. I don't want to get too caught up in terms of, you know, what I expect or kind of how I push myself, and to really be mindful of what's happening at my, definitely at my physical level, because I do use it a bunch. I'm investing a lot into that. My goodness, my entire lifestyle really depends in a great, great part in terms of my ability to perform at some physical level. Even though I don't really see what I'm doing as, you know, it's not Herculean what I'm doing, but still, it's not giving for everybody, you know, to carry that kind of weight on their pack and then day in, day out for thousands of kilometers. So, and that's more than likely what I'm looking at doing this year again. So, so yeah, I'm thinking of tying all the loose ends, you know, before leaving here. Yeah. And I feel like I'm pretty close, and I just like the idea of not feeling rushed. And even last year when I left, I realized toward the end, it was like, dang it, I wish I had a little more time. It feels like I'm rushing. So, like on Monday, that's why I'll stop at 8 o'clock in the morning, the language. And then to have plenty of time to step with the kitchen, to get the pack, to get the backpack packed, you know, properly and not feeling rushed. I more than likely won't be wearing shoes. I think I'll wear my Crocs. So, but those are nice and clean. You know, I soaked them and brushed them yesterday because there was quite a bit of clipped grass on them. And so I won't have any qualms about putting them into my backpack with other stuff. Anyway. But I am definitely ready. You know, I'm not like, I'm not sad about living here. And on it, actually, you know, when I think about it anyway, obviously it's, you know, it's, we're entering into a very, very nice time right now, you know. Maybe until May, I think then the temperatures are going to start to keep up, you know, when you start to go to 30 and above, and I have the feeling when it gets to May, it's going to be there. So 30 up would be like around 90 degrees. And by the time you get in June, I'm sure it'll be like, you know, more likely around the mid. Around the mid-30s. So this part of the country definitely will be, it'll be pretty warm. So, also, there is a garage, which is quite cool. I could definitely bring a mattress. There's a couple of mattresses there, you know, and then come there for an afternoon, for a cool, refreshing afternoon. Because I have to say, for me, the pool, I mean, it's not, of course, it's what a treat, what a luxury, you know, to have that if it's hot. But I don't know, I'm not a big fan of a swimming pool. I don't know. Just all that it takes to maintain it, and I don't know. I think my, I don't know, it's just... the whole water stuff maybe is not quite as appealing to me. I'm not sure. You know, they were mentioning quite some wind today. We had some earlier, but it's quite pleasant now. So I was worrying about, you know, going out for a walk and then the quality not being so good. I have no idea how it's been on those previous ones when I had a decent amount of wind. Anyway, I do apologize if it's not been so good. Anyway, there's something on the previous recording which, of course, I did not keep because it was like multitasking and doing cleaning stuff and talking didn't make sense. And so I had this weird fantasy. I've had a few about her, about Esperanza, the daughter. You know, she's around 30 years old. She's a kind of hermit, you know, who's mostly in the house, kind of introverted, kind of quiet, very pale looking. I'm thinking about the vitamin A, vitamin D, because the living room is quite dark. Yeah, quite dark. And that they would send her to where I was, you know, to the chalet, for me to get a pregnant. It was so funny. And there I was telling us, like, well, I'm gonna have to talk to your parents, you know, I'm not comfortable with that. It was such a off the cuff scenario. It was very, very funny. Anyway. And you know, when I first met her, I mean, she's kind of cute, you know, and of course she has a nice body, so she's not skinny, but nice body. So, you know, it fits my criteria. So, you know, and of course, being a horny celibate, you know, you get to a place to where, well, you know, your imagination start to look at, well, what's out there, you know? And so, you know, I've had a few of those, but they are cute, they are innocent. You know, the idea of, again, of imagination, of fantasy, about thinking some stuff and being in some social context where you don't feel comfortable to being able to say, this is something that I thought, you know, because you're going to be judged. Or people are just not going to be able to draw a line between having a thought like you want to kill your boss or you wish you had new children that day because you can't hack it. That's another one. I like that expression, to be able to hack something. You know, and it doesn't have anything to do with the truth or what you actually really want to do. It's just a part of yourself that feels frustration or anger or whatever the case. And then you're just indulging yourself to some having this weird take on it. But that you would never act, you know, like what happened last year when I met this corporate gal from this energy company from, I think, Alexandria, from Virginia. I think that's where the headquarter was. She's originally from Georgia. And me mentioning about this thought that I had about on a Sunday morning in a very small town on the Camino to leave early. And since I'm going backward, so if people were to look for me, they would go towards Santiago and I would be going the other way. So I would not tell anybody that I was doing the Camino backward and take all those shoes, leave one pair, but take them all. And my pack could accommodate quite a few of them anyway. And then just take off. And then those people would just be, what would they do? And then when they realize they don't have shoes, then they couldn't walk. And being a Sunday small town, there's just no option. So it's a thought, and it cracked me up. And of course, I would not do it. And you could say, yeah, it's laced with many layers. There is some anger, there is some frustration. And sometimes it's just quirkiness. I think it's a blend of a lot of things. But she just couldn't take it. She really kind of turned sour on me. And I saw her again later, actually on the last day, right before arriving in Santiago, which is the only reason why actually I walked to Santiago, because we ended up meeting and then walking all the way there. And basically, we spent some time and I was like, well, let me try. Let me try to maybe get her to see my point of view. See if she can, if I can get her out of a shell. And we kind of got some resolution out of it. It felt definitely like she was more relaxed and she was like, okay, I think I get it now. You know, but it's like, this is tough. You know, this thing about understanding or being able to have that kind of empathy or being able to relate to another one. And anyway, oh, yeah, it's just not that easy. And my, you know, my imagination, I have thought of horrible things that I would never do on my worst day. Why? I don't know. Who cares? You know, it's not going anywhere else but there. You know, it's like a fart. Yeah, it's like, whoa, whoa, what the heck was that? But there's nothing else, you know? It doesn't turn into shit. You know, it doesn't hit anybody, it doesn't kill anything, it doesn't do anything, it's harmless. It can just be kind of like uncomfortable, you know, annoying. You know, but you being angry because somebody's farting, it's just a little far-fetched, you know. I'm not sure if the analogy works, but I kind of like it. And so it's kind of funny with this, you know, Esperanza. And even more so, because, you know, she's so young. It was like, it's not appealing. Youth is not appealing when it comes to sex for me. Like I say, I really prize looking at a woman that looks mature. Not old, mature. There's a big difference to me. But, you know, having somebody like, I mean, now I'm about to turn 52. So, you know, somebody 50 to 60. I'm a happy camper. This is my zone, you know. And to look at somebody like 40 or below, it's like, it's not that attractive to me. So something else too, like this whole pedophilia stuff, I don't get it. How can you be attracted at something that is to me so asexual, you know? My goodness. The world is fascinating when it comes to preferences. Yeah, I thought it was funny. Anyway, we're about to land in Torre del Campo. I'm definitely not fresh, for sure. I feel tired, but I'm glad I'm going to get to have that couple of hours here. I'm not going to take a shower tonight. There's no need, really. You know, I have not broken a sweat, and tomorrow, you know, I'm washing everything. So, yeah, no shower tonight. I already brushed my teeth. I'm learning to do that. You know, the idea of brushing your teeth after the meal instead of waiting until you go to bed at night. So I have my teeth back in, so I kind of scrub them and put them back in. But yeah, the idea of brushing your teeth so you don't have that stuff to, you know, to eat up and mess up your teeth by leaving them longer than all that food stuff. Makes sense. But I don't know why. It's something that was always weird, the idea of going to the bathroom for that after a meal. To me, it makes sense when you get up in the morning and before you went to bed at night. So even the breakfast, when I think about it, I'll go brush my teeth, but I rarely think about brushing my teeth after I had breakfast. I'm not sure. I'm wondering, like, because of night sleep, is it more relevant to brush your teeth first thing when you wake up? You know, that kind of morning breath? Or to do it after breakfast? I don't know. But it's taking me a time, but it makes sense. I like to be able to get in a rhythm to where I just brush my teeth. I guess it would be like 3 times a day then. When I wake up, and that I do, it's kind of nice anyway. And then after breakfast, and then after lunch. And then that's it. Of course, on the Camino, it's not going to be the same because, well, I'm going to be snacking a bunch anyway. Oh, sounds like the church. Church bell calling for Saturday Mass. So, well, beyond that, my friend, I'm too spaced out. I really am spaced out. I almost feel like one of those off days on hiking to where you don't have a lot of energy to kind of walk, even though in this case I didn't have to do, well, you don't really have to do that actually when you're hiking, but it is kind of part for the game, right? But, here feels I'm going down into the town. So the breeze, the coolness is kind of going away. Possibly the building and all of that, the asphalt. Anyway, bandas sonoras, speed bump. They call them sound bump here. You have a lot of them. Actually, Juan was asking me about that. Like in the US, it's like, no, nowhere like in Spain. You have so many speed bump. Many pedestrian crossing are elevated, so it's a big bump. And they just have them all over the place. Yeah, when you start to get to town, you have so many. I don't remember that many in France either. I really feel like maybe just because the Spanish just won't slow down. You know, that... That's the last recourse. Anyway, guys, Well, that is my feeble attempt at a recording on Saturday the 5th, yeah? Saturday the 5th of April. Thinking what my dad would be Jesus Christ. No, it wouldn't be Jesus Christ. His birthday would be on the 8th of April, and if he was alive, he would be... Let me see. 1920. My goodness, it would be 96. 98? No, hold on. 98 years old if he was alive. Holy macaroni. But he died like 21 years ago. So, we have some little puppies here. One is wagging the tail, looking pretty happy. Is it coming toward me? Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens if Toredon Jimeno is welcoming. I think this one is looking to be petted. Yes? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? You smelling chupa chup? Yes, you're female? ¿Estás, eres una hembra? Yeah. Get sure, you know. What? Oh, if they're going on a walk. Anyway. So I think that's enough for my guys. So I'm about to make my left turn. And I think it's been long enough in my way. So on that note, wish you a beautiful day wherever you are. And there's the other one. Alright, peace and love. Talk to you later.